Vic Carucci with Nathan Zagura. We are doing our positional previews with training camp approaching. Nathan, focusing on the secondary. This is going to be fascinating because, of course, you know what Joe Hayden's all about at one corner spot. But do the Browns have that complement? Do they have another lockdown guy on the other side? They draft, of course, Justin Gilbert to hopefully be that guy. But Buster Skrine had a really strong offseason.
He did have a strong offseason, and he's a guy who's developed a lot in the last couple of years here for the Cleveland Browns. But Justin Gilbert was drafted to be kind of the Antonio Cromartie to Joe Hayden's Revis in this defense that Mike Pettine coached with the Jets, that press man coverage on the outside. You can slide Buster Skrine into the slot where he's been extremely effective. But I think this is going to be some of the toughest decisions for Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine in terms of who makes the team in this defensive backfield. We have the three guys we talked about. Pierre Desir was drafted to play out there. You've got in the secondary, Dante Whitner comes in. Huge leadership void. I think he fills coming from a San Francisco team. You've got Tayshaun Gibson who emerged. Jordan Poyer looked very good. But at cornerback, Isaiah Trufant is there. Aaron Berry has been brought in. TJ Heath, I thought, was one of the stars of the OTAs in the minicamp period. Leon McFadden, last year's third-round pick. Where does he fit in if he fits in? A lot of competition, a lot of excitement, and I think some tough decisions will be made because this defensive backfield group all of a sudden is deep where it was a big liability, I thought, headed into last season.
And I think the addition of Dante Whitner, besides great leadership, it's massive because you have a playmaker now. You don't have just the in-the-box guy. And he's a big hitter, but he's also really good in coverage.